Well, hello, hello, guys. This is Dr. K, and today on my podcast, I'm going to talk to you all about the aging of the temples. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And for those of you who don't know me, I am a facial plastic specialist. I do only faces, and I love to help you learn all about the science of healthy, sexy skin at every age and just looking and feeling your best. So tune in today. Let's talk about the temples. When you guys think of aging, you probably don't think of your temple areas. Of course, the temple is this nice zone right above the eyebrows to the side, in the area where when you clench your teeth, you can feel a little hollow. The temples are critical in the aging process. I think one of the most important aspects of aging is keeping up with volume loss in the temples. When you are youthful and young, your temples are rounded, the face has a convex fullness to it, and if you look carefully at 20-year-olds, 25-year-olds, 30-year-olds, the temples are rather rounded in an outward direction. And visually, the brain understands this to be youthfulness, which is an unconscious ability of the brain to just know someone's age and perceive their health, their wellness, their approximate age by how their face contours are. So when you're a baby, you have a round and full head and your temple area is nice and rounded. As you get older and more mature, things start to thin out. In your 20s, you're still quite rounded. By the time you're 40 to 50, we start to get a sunken in area in the temples and more of a peanut head. And I see a lot of ladies who have paid a lot of attention to their cheeks, to their midface, to their lower face with fillers, with facial maintenance, but they have not paid attention to the temples. And that is really where you start looking like a peanut head. And we do not want that pinched in appearance of the temples because there is nothing youthful about it. It just looks a little gaunt and it makes the cheeks look a little comically full. So I'm a big advocate of placing filler in areas where the human eye doesn't even know that there's volume loss. But scientifically, when we place volume in these areas, you suddenly look more youthful. I call this the Bella Hadid effect. So those of you who've seen Bella and her amazing beauty, we know that Bella has had absolutely no plastic surgery and no injectables done, right? Right. Well, I'm sorry, Bella, but I think you have beautiful temples and I really admire whatever was done there, genetically or not. In my impression, and whether this is true or not, I don't know, but allegedly I think that there is some temple filler going on, and I think it gives a beautiful cat eye effect. It just makes the upper face look wide and lifted and the eyes more open. One of the things that happens when you lose temple muscle and temple fat is that the lateral eyebrow starts to droop. So if you're someone who in your 40s is noticing some mild drooping of the tail of the eyebrow and just heaviness of the upper lids, it's because there's no more nice full temple for all that tissue to hang back and pull up. So using temple filler is an excellent way to treat lateral brow hooding and heaviness. And I would say it takes like 2 syringes of filler on each side to improve the temples. This is why I often will use long-term fillers like Sculptra, which is actually not a filler. It's a collagen stimulator, which produces long-term volumization and collagen in the area of the temple because it is such a big cavity and it's not inexpensive to use 4 syringes, 2 on each side. You can definitely use the immediate fillers, and I love Restylane Lift for this purpose. That's probably my favorite, or Voluma or Radiesse. They're all great. I think that using those fillers gives an amazing immediate result, but if we use fillers that are actually collagen stimulators, you're not renting your filler, you're owning your collagen. So I'm really excited about the idea of doing that for my patients, and I want you guys to all think about your temples. If you put your fingers on your temple and bite down hard on your back teeth, you might feel a little bit of a bulge, and that is your temporalis muscle. And those of you who clench and grind your teeth, I also want you to think about Botox. Botox for your temporalis muscle. The masseter muscle is attached to your lower jaw, and the upper portion of that muscle comes up in the temple. So guess what? You're going to have tension headaches from clenching, grinding, and having TMJ or temporal mandibular joint problems. So one other really nice treatment you can do is to slim your lower face using masseter Botox. Botox in this large masseter muscle slims the lower face, tapers the face, improves so much with headaches and muscle tension, and it just is life-changing. I've been doing this for 15 years, and my patients who get it done, they love it. It's magical. A week later, you wake up with no more facial tension, and 4 to 6 weeks later, those muscles have slimmed down and atrophied and thinned so that your lower face completely changes its shape. You can put the Botox in your temple muscles as well, and that is amazing for, you know, tension headaches too. So something to consider. It's currently like an amazing model secret to get your temples done and get your masseters melted down a little with some Botox. I think that gives that super look of youthfulness and lift to the upper face, that cat eye tail to the brow, which I love, and it also slims and tapers the jawline. So next time you're getting your facial fillers done, or if you have the idea of helping your droopy upper lids and the edge of your eyebrow feels a little heavy, think about temple filler. That's my 5-Minute Friday for today. I want to remind you guys to always do your maintenance. It's so important to not put off taking care of little things that bother you on your face. You need to do small little baby steps, micro treatments throughout the year instead of major overhauls. And that's what keeps it super natural. I see my patients about 4 to 6 months. Every 4 to 6 months they come in, we do little small adjustments. It keeps you looking just like a model, just like Bella, look like you've had nothing done. So that's it for now. I want you guys to tune into my podcast every Tuesday for a longer podcast. And on Fridays, I do my 5-Minute Friday. You can find me on Instagram doing amazing things with faces at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And my website is the same, beautybydrk.com. And definitely try my amazing skincare line. Those of you who want to send a review, take a screenshot of your iTunes review of our podcast and email it to info@beautybydrk for a free deluxe size sample of our skincare. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.